everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're talking about new cool jobs that maybe you guys can try to do in the future. Like we talked about cybersecurity engineer. Doesn't that sound cool already?
Oh my gosh.
Data or data scientist. We have a lot more in today's article. But before we take a look, I want to ask you, what other jobs will more people do in the future?
Well, yeah, definitely there will be more jobs related to AI technology, 人工智慧, right? Like programming robots or helping computers learn, things like that. Others might work in, I think, environmental jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, 环保相关的工作, right? Helping the earth by finding ways to use clean energy. And I think to prepare for these kinds of jobs, students can start learning skills like understanding AI technology, building strong math skills, 就是数学能力也要好啊,然后AI科技的能力也要棒。 And the most important thing is developing critical thinking.
Oh my gosh, that's so important.
I think these abilities will help them adapt to new and exciting careers in the future. 学生应该多多培养这些能力才可以为未来的职业规划做准备哦。
Definitely. I think technology is the future. And so, yeah, you can definitely try to look into how to support that and how to go on that path now as you're still a student. All right, so let's take a look at some more jobs, and you guys can also consider these as well.
Four important jobs in the future. Warm-up question. What other jobs will more people do in the future?
Long-term care specialist. The aging population is making long-term care specialists more important. As nuclear families grow, more elderly people live on their own. Family members often can't care for older relatives themselves. Long-term care specialists are becoming more necessary to help them.
All right, so the next two jobs that we see, the first one is a long-term care specialist. Ooh, okay. I'll read the article first, and then you guys can maybe figure out what it might be, or maybe Laura can tell us later. It says, the aging population is making long-term care specialists more important.
Oh, I get it. I know who they are. 长期照护专员. Yeah, exactly. So the aging population means that more people are getting older, especially as people live longer. 就是人口老龄化. Okay. 那当然就是长期照护专员就会变得越来越重要啊. So true. Remember during COVID, I had to take care of my elderly parents because I couldn't get any professional help or workers from Indonesia to assist. So it made me realize how important long-term care specialists are. They provide such valuable support, especially when families need help caring for older relatives.
Yeah, it is quite difficult because, like maybe for you guys, it's kind of hard to understand, but like for us, our parents are getting older. It is kind of difficult to take care of your parents when they get older. And I think having someone to help out would like benefit so much. And also, I think especially now that there's less people having kids, there's a lot more elderly people now compared to younger people. So yeah, I do think that this is also a very important job. And speaking of people having less children, do you think that that might be a problem in the future?
For sure. Now, these days, fewer people are having kids. This means there will be more elderly people to care for, but fewer young people to work in jobs like healthcare or caregiving. Also, many people today prefer having pets instead of children, so they might not have family to help them when they get older. That's why it's important to start thinking about how to retire happily and stay healthy, even without kids. So people may need to save more money, stay active, and find ways to stay connected with others like friends or community groups so they can live comfortably in their later years.
Yeah, I do think that maybe like you can start thinking about, maybe like not for you guys as
you
students.
You guys are very young.
Yeah. But then like, I think it is something to think about because it's kind of an interesting shift in, I think, the global population. So yeah.
Okay. Japan does a really good job.
Yeah. I think so. Totally. Next, let's continue reading about long-term care specialists. It says, as nuclear families grow, more elderly people live on their own. Aww. Oh, that makes me really sad. Okay. Nuclear families, this word here,
this is hard.
This word group, yeah. It basically means it's a group of people united by marriage or parenthood. So basically like your parents and your family. And it consists of the adults, your mom and dad, and you guys who are their children. So, that's what a nuclear family is.
所以, this is a bit hard. So in Chinese, nuclear family, 中文我们可以叫它核心家庭, 是指由父母和他们的子女组成的小家庭, 他们不是跟就是他的阿公阿嬷, 或是其他的亲戚同住, 这是现在台湾主要的家庭结构啦。 And elderly 当然就是年老的 我们刚刚有提到 就是一个形容词 所以大家有没有觉得随着核心家庭的增加 越来越多的老人 他们是独自生活啊 就独居哦 I feel so sad for elderly people who have to live on their own. Yeah, so I think it's tough for older people who don't have close family nearby, so they might feel lonely and not have anyone to help them with like, say, daily tasks.
Yeah, so I think this is why the specialist really can come in and help out, right? Like, at least they have someone to check in on them and help them do chores, talk to them. All right, so next, the article says, family members often can't care for older relatives themselves. Yeah, honestly, it is quite difficult. It's not as easy as people think it is.
Mm-hmm. 所以家人往往无法自己照顾年长的亲属. Tell me about it. I have like a brother and a sister, both older than me, and I'm the youngest, but it's all on me to take care of my parents. Aww. I'm going to cry.
Oh, no. It's okay. I'm the same. I'm the oldest, everyone...
Depend on you, right?
Gosh, why are we always like the dependable ones?
因为我们比较负责啊。
Totally. All right, so next the article says, long-term care specialists are becoming more necessary to help them. Yes, we need your help.
We need your help, 长期照顾的专员. Okay, so I totally agree. As more elderly people live alone, so we totally need long-term care specialists. They're so important, and they can assist with things like cooking, cleaning, and making sure the elderly stay healthy. So without them, many older people would struggle to live comfortably and safely.
Mental health counselor. People now care more about their mental health than they did before. These days, for example, the government helps pay for counseling. More schools and jobs offer mental health leave. These show that more mental health counselors are needed. Jobs change over time. Understanding the trends helps you prepare for the future.
All right. Yeah, so that's a really great job to consider as well. I think it's a really important one. Here's another important job that I quite like. It's the mental health counselor.
I love this one as well. I knew you'd like it. 心理咨询师. And actually, my really good friend of mine is one.
Oh my gosh. I love it. It's such a great job. The reason for this is because the article says people now care more about their mental health than they did before. That's so great.
That's so good. 人们现在比以前更关心什么呢? Mental health, 心理的健康. I agree. People now understand that mental health is just as important as physical health. 所以不只是身体健康重要, 心理也要健康哦. So more people are talking about how they feel and getting help when they're stressed or anxious.
Yeah, totally. I love this. It says, these days, for example, the government helps pay for counseling. Ooh, that's great. Before it was like, oh my gosh, you're going to your therapist. Like people think of you having a problem if you go to a therapist. But now it's actually not looked at that way.
No.
And actually, like people encourage you to
go. You should go. Exactly.
Totally. Now, counseling is just a way to talk about, it basically means like professional advice about a problem. Usually your school, should have someone called a counselor. So if you do feel like you have problems at school, you can always go to your counselor for advice.
The one I had back in high school was super cool.
I never went to one in high school.
I just went there because sometimes 我想要翘课. Just like maybe I was feeling a little bit grumpy that day. And then I could say, oh, 我有点想要去看我的counselor.
That's good that you did that.
可是我不是常常这样做啦. Okay, so counseling 就是咨询辅导, 它是个名词哦。 所以哇,现在政府会帮助支付心理咨询的费用诶. That's so nice. And I think, yeah, therapy and counseling are becoming more common and people are more open to asking for support.
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, more schools and jobs offer mental health leave. Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. Mm-hmm. We didn't have this before, but luckily now they have this. So leave is basically means to take time off work, and it's like, you're allowed to take this time off work. So sometimes, like, if you're in a company, you get something called a sick leave. Like, you're allowed to take blah, blah, blah days off work, and like, you won't get like penalized, or you won't like have your money cut from your salary. There's also something called annual leave, parental leave, for people who are having kids, or for women when they're like pregnant and they're about to give birth, they can go on something called a maternity leave.
Oh. 所以越来越多学校还有工作的地方, 他们会提供这个东西叫做心理假吗? 就是mental health leave. Wow, that's so important because sometimes stress or anxiety can make it hard to focus or work well. And taking a break helps people feel better. It's great that mental health is getting the attention it deserves. 那我们刚刚有提到不同的假哦, 刚刚Tiffany有提到 sick leave, for example, 就是病假, 那, 诶, 很多员工可能是很期待 annual leave, 年假, 或是, 育婴假, 就是 parental leave, 然后产假是 maternity leave, 或是如果你真的想要休假, 就是 vacation leave, woohoo!
Oh, that's totally me. Alright, so next in the article says, these show that more mental health counselors are needed. Yeah, so I think a lot of people are feeling like maybe the pressures of society, pressures of work. So there's more people that they need to talk to help them, you know, calm their nerves or help them solve their problems.
For sure. 所以这都显示出对心理咨询师的需求日益增加. Oh, this is so nice.
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, jobs change over time. Understanding the trends helps you prepare for the future.
Trend 是什么呢? 就是趋势哦。 Okay, 所以工作随着时间而变化, 了解这些趋势可以帮助你为未来做好准备哦。
Of course, to prepare for future jobs, I think you students can start building important skills now.
对不对? 要为了未来做准备, like maybe... you should learn about coding or AI and computers. 这个是叫做 tech skills, 就是科技技能的能力, or problem solving. Oh my gosh, that's so important. 我都会教我学生这个解决问题的能力. You gotta practice thinking critically and solve different kinds of problems, guys. 不要看到问题 just like run away.
Yeah, or ask your parents to fix it.
Or ask ChatGPT.
Yeah.
也不行,你要自己动脑去想 critical thinking. And communication. Go Tong Lee. This is also, yeah, this is
your
what
expertise.
对不起,我是专家. I know, right? And adaptability. 就是适应力. So you learn to be flexible and open to change. Because, you know, you have AI and everything, like all these, like, technology keep evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to 一直适应他们.
Exactly. You have to keep an open mind, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also have the skills to switch and change as well.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, out of all of the jobs we looked at, which one do you think you'd like to try? I think I know which one you'd
definitely
be really good at.
The last one, the mental health counselor. Actually, I already feel like one. Sometimes when listening to my friends and students' problems, a lot of people don't seem to fully understand what their real issues are. They would like go, oh my gosh, 我很难过. 可是他们可能有时候不太知道他们的问题是什么. So I actually had a student, 是大人哦, who lacked confidence. And I realized it's not just in speaking English, but even in Chinese. So you know what I did? I worked with her on building self-esteem. 我真的帮助她一些就是要很有信心啊，自尊心。So that's like beyond language, right? And communication skills, encouraging her along the way. And guess what? As a result, she became comfortable speaking English. And more importantly, she learned how to speak up in Chinese as well.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
You're so good.
She started expressing herself more to her parents, husband, because she was married, and even in meetings like with her boss. 她就是比较敢去表达她内心的想法。So I realized it's really about improving communication skills and building self-esteem, not just learning English.
Yeah, oh my gosh. You're not only a great teacher, but you're like such a great, like,
mentor.
Mental health. I know. people are so lucky to have you as a teacher, you know.
Wow, 今天学到超多了。大家有没有觉得说未来可能你们都想要尝试这些工作呢？那我们来看一下刚刚学到的单字，有 necessary 这个形容词，必须的，不可或缺的。For example, it's necessary to bring an umbrella during the rainy season.在雨季带雨伞是必须的。Or drinking enough water every day is necessary to stay healthy. 每天喝足够的水对保持健康是必要的。我们还看到 offer 这个动词是提供。She offered me her last slice of pizza. Now that's true friendship. 她把最后一片披萨给我，这才是真正的友谊。I love you, Tiffany.Okay, 单字例句是说 This restaurant offers different kinds of dishes like spaghetti and beef noodle soup. 这间餐厅提供各种类型的餐点，像是意大利面和牛肉面。我们还看到 leave 这个名词就是假或是假期。I'm using my leave to take a do-nothing vacation, just me, the couch, and Netflix.我打算用我的假期来度过一个我什么也不想做耍废的假期，只有我沙发和 Netflix. Or Lisa took sick leave for 2 days because she had a fever. Lisa 请了两天病假，因为她发烧了。最后是 prepare 这个动词，为什么做好准备？ I should really prepare for my exam, but somehow I'm preparing snacks instead.诶，我是不是应该要准备考试？但是不知道为何我在准备要吃什么零食哦，不专心。单字例句提到的是 Jackie is preparing for the important interview by practicing in front of a mirror. 很棒哦， Jackie 对着镜子练习来为重要的面试做准备。好，我们来看一下本课，我们有看到 care 这个片语哦，有 care for somebody 就是照顾，像是 I've been helping to care for my neighbor's dog while they're on vacation. 我在邻居度假时帮忙照顾他们的狗。那如果你是用 care about someone or something, 其实是指你很在乎、很关心。For example, if you care about someone, you should tell them. They might not know. 如果你很在乎某人，你应该告诉他们，因为他们可能不知道。
Review time.
Oh, I really care about you, you know. You
know,
are the best.
I know. Thank you for telling me. Now I know.
All right. Well, now it is our review time. And I think it'd be fun today if we play Jeopardy.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I can earn some money by answering some questions. All right. So are you ready for $100?
Oh my gosh, 100块吗? Okay.
Which word means to make something or somebody ready?
哦，这很简单，不就是准备吗 ？Prepare. Do I get 100?
Yes, you do. Ding ding ding.
Ka-ching.
All right, for $200, which word means to say you are willing to give somebody something?
想要给别人提供吗
yeah.
？Offer?
Yes. $200.
Oh my god! 叮叮叮，三百了，三百入账。
Yeah. All right, next.For $300, what do you take if you need to have time away from work?
A leave, leave. 这个我知道，因为我喜欢这个假日假期。
Okay, and the last one for $500.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, How do you spell the word necessary? Necessary.
Huh. Necessary.
This is a tricky one, guys.
I think it has two S, right? N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
Ding, ding, ding. Woo! $500. You are the winner of
today. It says 1,000. Am I a millionaire
or just
$1,000?
Just $20.
Oh, damn. Okay. 还喜欢今天的内容吗？记得按赞、订阅、开启小铃铛，你就不会错过任何精彩的内容哦。
Woohoo! And that's the end of today's article.
我们赶快去吃大餐，用这1,000块。
Yay!
Woohoo!
Bye!
Bye!